Hello, folks. Off Grid Gary.
And today is Sunday, October 10th, and it's 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning. The past few podcasts, we've been talking about prepping and why we're prepping. And I'm not trying to sound like somebody who's saying, get on the bandwagon and do this. It's coming to the point, it's a necessity. If you don't prep for what you're prepping for, you might find yourself in a crazy situation. Now, for instance, we just go by watching the news, for instance. Those who watch it and listen to it and are wholeheartedly concerned about what's going on, finding out that our freedom of choice is that it's a natural God-given right that we have, are being pulled. Now, I'm not here to argue with anybody if you're going to do something or not do something. My thing is about it is, we have a thing called rights. And what those rights concern to is, we have a right to basically live the way we choose to live. You know, and just because they want to turn it to a communist nation does not mean we still have to abide. I'm just looking at, you know, everything that's going on in the world with the news. You know, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, the number one guy in this, because I'm not, because everybody has their own scenario and spin on things. But I will tell you this. If you don't have a way to grow your own food, food is getting to be expensive. Food is getting to be scarce. You know, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but places like Wally World, their prices are going up and up and up, and they're the only ones that are buying up all food. So, you know, we went into Walmart the other day. And I'm not a big retail shopper. I try to shop local as much as I can, but there's certain things you go to Walmart for. One of the things I found that they did not have was real checkouts. They had a full store, piles of people, and they had two cash registers open with humans. The rest of them were all the automated checkouts. Now, I don't know about you folks, I hate these things. I think they're just plain wrong when you take a job from somebody and put a computer on it. But of course, on the flip side, I understand why companies are doing it, because now with this administration, if people are getting too lazy to do their jobs. Actually, they're getting too lazy to work. I said it. But that still don't mean I want an automated checkout. You know, I work hard for what I have. And I try to spend my money very wisely for the homestead. I try to shop with people. I try to shop with people who have the same likeness, you know, I try to interact with people who are going to talk with me. I try to interact with people who are friendly. You know, like your farmers markets and all that. You usually run into a bunch of really good folks. You know? Why should I have to fight a stinking computer to ring up my stuff to swipe a card through for it to say, have a nice day? They can kiss my butt, people. I am to the point I don't care to go to town anymore. And this is what I'm telling people we need to prep for. You know, a lot of people prep for tornadoes, hurricanes, and that's what we do too. You know, but we're also prepping for life. And when I say prepping for life, I mean, you see the surroundings happening. You know, there's only so much you can stay quiet on, and then you got to open your mouth and pop. You know, I am to the point. I am tired of the BS that's going on. And I just stick to doing my own thing on homestead. I could care less, because my homestead is just what it is. I mean, it's a sanctuary that me and my family live on for ourselves. Most part, do what we want. I mean, we raise our animals, foods. You know, yes, there is certain supplies we have to get from town, but you know, there's a lot of stuff that we're getting to the point we can live without. Just saying. I am just finding out that you know, when I turn on TV, I'll be honest, I think we're just watching a big soap opera. I don't think anybody has any clue what's really going on. And with this stupid administration that's running things, I don't even see how they can even safely qualify to wipe their own butts, let alone do a job. You know? So this is why we prepare, you know. You better have some groceries in your house, because they're putting a stranglehold on a lot of stuff, and food is one of them. How come you're not seeing American beef for sale anymore? You notice the price of beef is going through the roof? And it's all coming from China. You know, it really makes me wonder why they're doing this. So a country that's trying to poison us with our I'm assuming our government's in with them on it now at this point, you know, they release this poison, try to kill everybody, now they're selling us food? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. This is why I say, this is a reason you want to prep for food. If you can't identify that food you're eating, you better figure out a way you can identify it. Because, I'll be honest, I think a lot of the fast food joints are serving human foods. I don't have any proof to put that, but, you know, there's been companies that have been selling to restaurants that contain the human foods, you know. I've seen it in different articles that I've been reading, and it's like, you know, if this is really true, this is cannibalism. Why would I want to eat out? I'm just saying. You know, you can choose to believe it or you can choose not to believe it. I really don't care. You know, this is my thought exactly. I don't, I'll be honest, we just don't go to certain restaurants anymore, you know. We choose to cook at home for a reason. Because, for one, the food that I bring home, I know what I'm eating. A lot of the foods that you buy, you may identify it, know where it is, but you don't know where its origin, where it came from. And see, I have a problem with some of that. I'll just be honest. You know, China's done enough to us. I don't wanna be partaking in their food, because I don't know if it's, let's face it, we don't know if it's poison or not. We don't know what they're putting in it. When you think about everything that's happening, of all these people that just up and died. Don't they have a voice? I don't exactly know what it is that they've released. You know, I know what our officials are calling it. I think it's a chemical attack. But again, that's me. No matter how you look at things, and you see how things are going, you draw your own picture. People, it's time to wake up. If you're not prepping for what's going on, you're going to be left hanging in a not-so-good place. I'm not trying to discourage anybody, because surely that is not the kind of person. I really, really, I like to live happily. I like seeing my kids live happily. I like seeing my wife live happily. I mean, we're a happy family. I mean, it's not like we are looking for trouble, because we're not. You know, I mean, I just see stuff happening. My wife sees stuff happening that we're watching on TV going, oh my word, it's just getting closer and closer. You know, it's here in the States now. It's here in every state. You know, and it's like, you take precautions, and you see all these people living in fear. I'm going to be the first to tell you, I've never lived in fear, and I'm still not living in fear. I've yet to put a damn mask on, and I don't care who likes this conversation or topic. I have yet to put one on. I will not put one on. I don't care if they make it a law and tell me to put it on. I want to see if they're man enough to make me put it on, because I got news for you. Somebody tries to force me to put something on, they might not like the way I fight back. I am not going to hide my face from a Chinese government. That's just the way I look at it. You know, I don't need to hide my face. I have an immune system that God gave to me. And I'm not meant to live on this earth, if they know. That's what I feel. I'm not gonna stoop and gonna take a poison in my arm that everybody's trying to get injected in everybody. They can kiss my butt. I'm not gonna do it. I don't care. And that's my choice. And that's the whole thing that starts out this whole thing. It's all started out as a choice. You know, a woman can get pregnant pretty much any time she wants to. And she can say it's her choice, her body, her choice. Well, actually, it's not her choice, because that baby inside of her come from two people, not one. So that baby is not her body. It's just growing inside of her. Let me tell you something. When you go in for the other, it is my body. I have a choice to say what goes in it and what comes out of it and what's going to get stuck in it and what's going to get stuck out of it. I'm not putting poison in my body. It's time to prep people. It's time to wake up. Now, I don't care if people decide they want to take this thing or not take this thing. That's not my decision. It's yours. But I personally am not going to be told what to do. Last time I checked, I was born in a free country. And I will live that way until I die. You know, everybody has a way they choose to live. Everybody's way is different. Now, I'm not dissing the way anybody lives, by no means, because everybody has a right to live the way they want to live. But when they try to pass laws that infringes on me, that's when I have a problem with it. You know, when we prep, you know, we're prepping for food, we're prepping for power, we're prepping for this, we're prepping for that. It's just to make our lives go easier. You know, I try to put myself in a place where I don't need a vacation, because I try to put myself in where I work and I enjoy my life as it is. I don't necessarily have to take a vacation to have fun. But I do like my little getaways, whether it's a weekend getaway or an overnight getaway. I do like my getaways. And when we prep, we're actually prepping for so when things get tight or rough, we can still get through them and still live it with enjoyment. When we flip this thing, you can flip it any direction you want, but we're just going to leave it as a storm topic for right now. Who wants to live? We did through Hurricane Laura, is why I'm asking this question. Who wants to live a month without a hurricane? You know, when you come out of a disaster, a storm that has leveled hundreds of trees, power lines everywhere on the ground, no power for, gosh, counties and counties away, because virtually the whole state's been knocked out, and parish people are going around trying to find the elderly first, to make sure they have water and MREs to live on. Hey, I think that's great. You know, myself, you know, I went around helping people with their generators, because generators only run for so long. You know, generators, if you don't check the oil on them, they're going to stop running when they go a little bit low because they have an oil shut off. So, you would be surprised at people that bought new generators that didn't know you had to check the oil on them because they thought because they was new, they didn't have to check the oil. I'm not kidding. You know, this is what people thought. Look, if it's a gas motor and it takes gas or diesel or whatever petroleum it takes to run on, it's got oil that loops the bearings and it makes it free to run. You know, everything has to require maintenance. And this was a big problem we had. I'll bet you for that 3-4 weeks we were without power, I'll bet you I worked on 30-40 different generators. Some new, some old, some just not very old. But they was all a lack of maintenance. Or letting them shut off under a load. Like run out of gas while they're running your house. That is very hard on a generator because it blows your ABRs out. Which, those of you who don't know what ABR is, that's an automatic voltage regulator. They're in the back of every generator. Yeah, you know, I had a bunch of used generators we parted out, and that's what kept most of this parish lit up for the first 3 weeks until power come back on, because nobody really had power. So we even had solar damage. I was one on that list. I had enough solar to keep all my food and lights going, but not enough for air conditioning. So I was fortunate I didn't have to have a generator, but it was still hot. So to run air conditioning, I had a generator part-time. But we were good to go. And then winter hit, and we got an ice storm. You know, the state was already recovering. People got their power back on. But then when it froze, people lost their power and water again. Well, you know, there was people that froze to death. Look, bad things happen every day, people, but this is why we prep. This is why we have sleeping bags. This is why we have a way to filter our own water. I mean, you can melt ice down on a stove and have drinking water if you have a way to filter it. You know, we have animals. We didn't lose the first animal. It was old. You couldn't go anywhere at all because everything was froze. It had 5-6 inches of ice over everything. Unless you had a bad to the bone four-wheel drive, you're not going anywhere. And this is what I'm saying. You know, you really do have to get things in perspective on what's important in this life. Because if you don't prepare, whether it's ice, storm, communism, whatever the case may be, you want to be able to get through it. I know this, normally we're talking about on my podcast, we're talking about things we're doing, what we're doing, how we're doing, this kind of thing. This video is really no different. This video is just letting you know how serious I think things are getting. Do I think they're going to get bad? Better wake up and look out your window, because it already is. It's coming. Nobody's stopping it. It's just, it's here, and it's coming, and there's nothing we're going to do about it until whatever happens, happens. I'm not trying to scare anybody, because we all see the same news, and it always affects us in a different way. You know, it's hard to believe that this country went from a lot of jobs, a thriving economy, to almost going broke. You know, you can't rely on the government to take care of you. Anybody who says that or surely don't know what they're talking about. Hard work has always paid off. If you work hard, it will pay off. Granted, you have to budget what you earn. But if you budget it right, and you prep it in the right places, it's there when you need it. You know, there's a lot of things going on right now, people. And you know, you can sit home and enjoy your life and have the preps that you need to enjoy them with your family. But you have to learn and know when to turn your head and say, I'm not fighting this fight anymore. I'm going to do it this way and be done with it. And when I say that, I don't mean go out and do anything stupid, because I don't mean to go out and do anything stupid. I'm talking find your prep list that you need to survive for what's coming. And for a lot of people, if you live in an apartment in town, I can understand where your choices are going to be a little bit harder to make. But on the flip side of that coin, if it's just one or two people, your chances of getting by are going to be a lot better than others. But don't be afraid to have non-perishable food. Stock up something. Try to get something set up to where you can sit back if you have to for a couple weeks and not have to worry about stuff. Now, you're still going to go out and work, do whatever you can do to get by. But know you have a cushion. Even if it's just a food-type cushion. And I say a food-type cushion because a food-type cushion in most disasters is what you're needing is food and water. So this is what I'm talking about. Always have enough food and water to get you by. You know, if you don't make a lot of money, I understand. And let's say your grocery budget's $25 a week. Every once in a while, spend you $30. Spend an extra $5 every couple of weeks to buy some non-perishables to put back. You'd be surprised how quick it can add up. And if you have a nice sunny windowsill, grow you a plant. And when I say grow you a plant, I mean grow you like a small tomato plant, a herb plant. Something that gives you some sustainability. You know, I always tell people the one thing you want to invest in right, is a good water filtration system. You know, you can build them, you can buy them, you can do them any, but do some research. I like Berkey. Berkey filters are phenomenal. You can make some really good water filters out of them. I'm not telling everybody they got to go out and buy one, but if you can filter water, you're ahead of the game. Because you can filter water out of any creek, river, wherever. It's water, you can filter it. If you're in a place where you can have a rainwater harvest, you might want to set it up. I mean, life as we know it is changing rapidly by the day. And I don't know about y'all, but I really get tired of seeing rights and stuff get pulled away. When you walk into a store and notice the shelves just ain't as full as they used to be, that's a troubling sign for me. When I see stores struggling to stay open, think about that one for a minute. Let's just take a big, well, we know Walmart, places like that usually will stay open because they're so big. But let's just say some of your nicer, bigger mom and pop locations that aren't so much a big business but aren't also a small business. They're kind of in between. Excuse me, I had to blow my nose. Let's just take this for what it is. We'll just say your local home improvement store that's in your town. Okay. We're not talking a big box chain. We're talking a mom and pop type business, something that has 8 or 10 employees, who puts a lot into their community, you know, who's really going out of their way to have their public's needs covered. You know, when I say this, I'm talking about somebody who's always out in the day-to-day life trying to make their business go. They're trying to make sure their customers have the supplies they need. And now all of a sudden, they notice their supplies are not coming in. They might be set up on a shipping container outside California waiting to get undocked. Okay. We'll just say that's plumbing and electrical and nuts and bolts. Okay. Plumbing and electrical and nuts and bolts covers a little bit of everybody. Okay. Whether you're automotive, shop, or whatever, there is parts there that you need. And if you can't get those parts, you got to try to get those parts. That means you're going to spend more gas, more this, more that. Okay. Lay that aside for a minute. But your everyday mom and pop store that always has these items, now are finding out, well, these items they can't get, they don't know when they're going to go. I was called and contacted by a person who works at a GM facility. They can't find parts. And I said, look, you can go on eBay and buy those parts. They're like, yeah, but they're not GM parts. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? You got a new vehicle you can't drive, or are you going to make it where you can drive it? You know, we're talking about a ball joint, people. Something simple as a ball joint. The factories don't have them anymore. They're on a waiting list to get them. This is just some of what I'm talking about that's going to get worse. You know, like new car computer chips. There's not enough of them going around. That's why you're not seeing as many new cars. I mean, stuff that we used to seeing every day is starting to fade away. Think about that for a minute. That's like saying you can get groceries this week, but next week we don't know if there's any food. What would that be telling you? I mean, people, the writing is on the wall. It's coming. And it's coming faster than any of us can expect. But can you see it coming? You need to wake up, open your eyes, and look at what's happening. And with that being said, we're going to call this a day. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button if you're on YouTube. I'm under Off Grid Gary. And we're also on Facebook under Gary Mall. And Off the Grid and On Solar is a like page and group page, which is mine. We're on InLink under Gary Mall. We're under MeWe under Gary Mall. And yeah, we're out there. Look us up. Give us your feedback. We're also on WorldPress.com. It's kind of a social media platform, I guess it's social media. And basically it kind of ties things together, makes it easier to find me for people. So we're also on World Press as well, and it's going to be under Gary Mall or Off Creek Gary as well. Yep, everything's going good for us, folks. We're not suffering, we're not hurting. We're living good. We're just noticing things are starting to change quicker. And I just wanted to give a podcast, let everybody know. Open your eyes. So, with this all being said, have a great day. Look us up. Like I say, we're not hard to get a hold of. If you look us up, we'll love to talk with you. And if there's anything I can help you with as far as how to help you prep, give me a shout out. I'll do my best. And with that being said, we're going to call it a day. Have a great day, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.